Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, 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 Raghupati Raghava, Raja Ram, Patita Pavana Sita Ram. Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Sita Ram Jaya 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 Sita Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai 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 Ram Raghupati Radhava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram Patita Pavana Sita Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram Sita Ram Jaya Sita 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 Ram Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai 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 Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Sita Ram. Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jaya Sita Ram. Ramchandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So it's nice to see everybody on Facebook. And we have 38 people on Facebook and quite a few people on Zoom. And tonight, we are going to be speaking about Lord Ram, the lessons we can learn from the Ramayana. And I just want to mention, so Omagada Timananda Shagadan Jana Shilakaya Chakshura Meditam Yeda Tasmai Shigadvena Maha, that the Ramayana we're going to be referring to is the Valmiki Ramayana. There are many Ramayans in India. In North India, you're most familiar with Tulsidas's Ramayana, the Ramacharitmanas, and in South India, we have at least four or five different Ramayans. Based upon the author's realization upon reading the Valmiki Ramayana. So we're going to refer to the authorized version, the Valmiki Ramayana. I'm not going to tell stories from other Ramayans, even though I know most of the stories from the other Ramayans. So, first of all, we're going to speak about the lessons that one can learn from reading the Ramayana, because the Ramayana is not simply a story, and not simply a story about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram and his associates, but is a story that has lessons for us. The narration can teach us how to act in our daily lives. And the first lesson I'd like to talk about tonight, we talked about lessons earlier in the class we gave for the devotees in the United States. And of course, later on we have the Abhishek, which you're all invited to participate in. Anyway, the first lesson I'd like to talk about is very much connected with the present day and age. Present day and age, we are concerned with a particular virus, the coronavirus, or as devotees like to say, the coronavirus. And the first lesson we learned from the Ramayana, as well as from the story of Hiranyakashipu, or Hiranyaksha, and practically every demon, is that you cannot cheat death. So, what do I mean by that? Let's tell the story of our good friend, Ravan. Not my friend, your friend. So, Ravan, of course, he had a whole plan on how to become immortal, similar to the plan that Hiranyakashipu had and so many other demons have. And even the modern scientists have this whole plan too. They have this plan that we can make you immortal eventually using modern science, but we see even though there's so much modern science, they can't figure a cure for the coronavirus, but to speak of making us immortal. As Krishna says in the Gita, janma mrityu jara vyadhi rukha doshana darshanam. The miseries of this material world are birth, death, disease, and old age. And also Krishna says in the Gita, abrahma bhuvana loka mahabharat mamupesha dukancheya puna janma navijate abrahma bhuvana loka mahabharatina varjana mamupesha dukancheya vegetate from the highest planet to the lowest planet, all places are missing. So, let's talk about Ravan now. So Ravan had a plan to become immortal or invulnerable. So what happened is he started to worship Lord Brahma. And he performed so many austerities, and after a while Lord Brahma did not appear. And of course he was also performing austerities along with his wonderful brother, or brothers, Kumbhakarna and Vibhishan, and his beautiful sister, Sarpanaka. Actually, the name Sarpanaka means one with long nails that are like claws. Sometimes the ladies think that by having long nails, it makes them beautiful. It just makes them look like tigers. So anyway, so Sarpanaka had long nails, long curved nails. And they were all performing austerities, and as we know, eventually Ravan got frustrated that he wasn't achieving what he wanted to achieve, and he started to cut his heads off and offer one after the other into the fire. And as he was offering one after the other into the fire, the other heads grew back. So Ravan was known as Dasagriva. Dasagriva means he who has 10 heads. So, eventually, Lord Brahma appeared and said, what do you want? And Robin said, as most demons will say, I want to be immortal. And then Lord Brahma said, can't do that. Even I am not immortal. So then Robin said, Lord Brahma said, then you can choose how you die or how you don't die. And Robin said, I don't want to be killed by any celestial beings, powerful beings, yakshas, rakshas, gandharvas, demigods, whatever. And he was thinking, human beings, they will never hurt me. Just like we may think one day, if we get a benediction like this, we'll actually include human beings. But we won't include ants, because none of us would think that an ant could kill us. But an ant can kill you. Or the coronavirus, which is very small, can kill you too. So we wouldn't include it. You know, if I had Lord Brahma here, I wouldn't even mention the coronavirus. And now I would, of course. And then, even if I mention the coronavirus, I'd come up with another virus. So there's no way. So, anyway. So he got that benediction. And that benediction predicted how he was going to die. Whenever you get a benediction from Lord Brahma that makes you powerful, it actually predicts how you're going to die. There's one example given in the Ramayana and the Mahabharata of these two demons, Sunda and Upasunda, who wanted to get immortality too, and they prayed to Lord Brahma, similar to Ravana. And Lord Brahma said, you can choose how you would die. And these two demons, who happened to be brothers and loved each other, said that we choose to die, the only way we could die is being killed by each other. And they thought, yeah, we'll never kill each other because we love each other. So what happened? Lord Brahma had another plan. After these two demons went back to their demon country, Lord Brahma called for Vishvakarma. And Vishvakarma was asked to construct the most attractive lady imaginable. So Vishvakarma took all the different parts, beautiful parts of the body, beautiful nose, beautiful eyes, not my eyes, beautiful ears, beautiful head, beautiful mouth, and he combined, and what to speak of the other parts of the body, he combined them all together. And he got this beautiful girl called Tilottama. That means two words, Tila, and Uttama, which means topmost sesame seed girl. Okay. Because in India, the men would sometimes call their girlfriends my little sesame seed. So, anyway, so what happened is that he constructed this girl, and the girl was so beautiful that she circumambulated the demigods. And the demigods grew extra heads and eyes just to see her as she circumambulated around them. So then she was sent on her mission to meet Sunda and Upasunda, these two demons. And when she met Sunda and Upasunda, they were drunk and they started to fight each other, and they all both claimed her, and they fought over her, and eventually they killed each other. So you can't escape death. But there is a way to escape death, and we'll tell the story. Kumbhakarna, we don't need to tell that story because he got to sleep for a long time. But Vibhishan, what did he ask Lord Brahma for? He asked Lord Brahma for great devotion to the Lord's lotus feet. And then what did Lord Brahma say? I bless you to live forever. He got eternal life. Because a devotee gets eternal life by being Krishna conscious. Pretty nice, isn't it? So, if you're Krishna conscious, then you never die. In other words, you leave your body, but your consciousness, your devotional service continues, and you have eternal family members. Just like we're here in Fiji, and we have these devotees who we're associated with, and they're all our eternal family members. So, next life, we'll see you all. Maybe. So, see, well, like Prabhupada said, we have an ISKCON in the spiritual world and we have an ISKCON in the material world. And anyone who becomes Krishna conscious goes back. So that way you can defeat death. But by Robin's story, we saw that he could not defeat death. Very, very interesting story. Another lesson we can learn, of course, that first lesson was that by devotional service, you can defeat death. Another lesson I thought was very important in today's day and age is about offending chaste women. That one should not offend a chaste woman. Of course, the most chaste lady described in the Ramayana, that is Sita Devi. So Ravan became destroyed because he offended a chaste lady. In fact, he didn't even kidnap Sita Devi. He thought he kidnapped Sita Devi. He kidnapped the Maya Sita, a reflection of Sita Devi, and sometimes she's called Boo Devi or Bhumi. And that Bhumi or Boo Devi fell in love with Lord Ram later on and got a chance to marry Lord Ram when he appeared as Venkateshwara. But that's a whole other story we don't have time for. So this is a very important point, that if one offends a chaste lady, they go to hell. And there's another story in the Ramayana about this. Actually, several stories in the Ramayana. One is the story that's related to the story in the Markandeya Purana. It mentions that once upon a time, and this story in Ramayana too, that once upon a time, there was a man who had a wife, and the man had leprosy. And the wife was very, very devoted to her husband. Besides having leprosy, it was not, well, I don't know how nice he was. He wanted to associate with a prostitute, but whatever. And she was so chaste to him that when he was forgot about associating with the prostitute because his wife was so dedicated to him, when he touched Markandeya Rishi, he was cursed to die before the rise of the sun on the next day. And his wife said, I'm going to stop the rising of the sun. So by her chastity, boom, the sun was frozen in place. Now how does this relate with the Ramayana? I'll explain. What happened is that when the sun was frozen in place, the sun had a vacation. He went on lockdown. No, not really. The sun had a vacation, and therefore the sun's chariot driver, known as Aruna, also had a vacation. And so Aruna had a great desire to see the dancing of Indra's dancing girls. So he went to Indra's place in Swarga, and they wouldn't let him in. They said, no, you're not allowed to come in. We don't recognize you. We're only allowing dancing girls to come in right now. So what he did is he transformed himself into a dancing girl. And his name at that particular point became Aruni. So Aruni went into Indra's palace. He was admitted. Indra took one look at him, became interested in him. And as a result, Bali was born. So you all remember Bali from the Ramayana? Bali was Sugriva's brother. Very powerful, Indra's son. And then Aruna went back to the sun god, Surya. And the sun god said, where were you? And Aruna said, you don't want to know. And when someone says you don't want to know, it's none of your business or something like that, you become even more curious. And so therefore, the sun god insisted, tell me. Aruna told the sun god, and then the sun god was curious to see the form of Aruni, who was the female form of Aruna. And then as a result, Sugriva was born. So Sugriva, they're both brothers, half-brothers, but Sugriva is the son of the sun, Bali is the son of Indra, and that's the story of their particular birth. However, let's talk about Hanuman for a second, because there's so many stories within the story. However, Hanuman became the servant of Sugriva. You may wonder, why is Hanuman serving Sugriva? You know, he can do a lot more with his life than serve Sugriva. But he was serving Sugriva because the sun god happened to be Hanuman's guru. And
when Hanuman graduated from Gurukula with the sun god, actually it's described when Hanuman was taking instruction from the sun god, Hanuman would fly backwards because the sun god was going forwards and hear the instructions given by the sun god. So the Guru Dakshin happened to be that he would have to take care of Sugriva. So that's why he was inseparable with Sugriva, always Sugriva's servant, because that was his guru's request. And so that's one story. Actually, we're talking about chaste ladies and offending chaste ladies, and we got into another story. But let's take another story that's there in the Ramayana about chaste ladies. Also in the Mahabharata, a very interesting story there. That's about... there's two stories. One is a story about Nal and Damayanti, and the other one is a story about Savitri and Satyavan. I think many of you heard that story before. But we'll tell it again. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Savitri. She was very, very beautiful. And her father wanted to find her a husband. He had no sons. He wanted a son like anything. Okay. So the father couldn't find her husband. Nobody wanted to marry her in spite of being so beautiful. So he said to her, you're going to find your own. So she went around the world, of course, accompanied by soldiers and protectors and everything like that. So she went around the world. And finally she found someone. She came back to see her father. And her father said, did you find someone? And she said, yes. His name was Satyavan. Narada Muni happened to be there at the same time. And Narada Muni said, that's a terrible choice. And the father said, why? And he said, because Satyavan is supposed to die 1 year from now. And the father, he said, well, better if she doesn't get married to him. And she said, no, I will marry him. And the interesting thing is that Satyavan, in spite of being cursed to die 1 year from then, was actually living with his blind parents in the forest, because his blind parents were actually king and queen of another kingdom, or his father was blind, not the mother, and they had been kicked out because they had been blind by political intrigue. So he was living in the forest. So Savitri goes to join her husband, Satyavan, they get married, and she's serving him very nicely. And throughout the whole year, she's counting down the days to the day he's supposed to die. Like 365, 64, 63, 62, 61. And then finally it came like 2 or 3 days before he's supposed to die, and then she began to fast. And on the day he was supposed to die, she went with him into the forest, and he died. That's not the end of the story, because here we're talking about the power of a chaste lady. So he died, and his head was on her lap, and she saw Yamaraj pull the soul out of the body with the ropes of Varuna. And because she was so dedicated, she was able to follow Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, go back, lady. And she said, we've already taken 7 steps. Anytime you take 7 steps with someone, you have eternal friendship with them. So, 7 steps. And so, therefore, he said, all right, let's just have a little discussion. Had a little discussion. She was able to answer questions that actually pleased Yamaraj. And so, he gave her 1 benediction as they were walking. 1 benediction, whatever you want, but you can't have your husband back. Want my father and mother to have a son. Okay. Yamaraj said, okay, no problem. You're going to have a son. No problem. And so they were walking, and then she pleased him again. Yamaraj said, another benediction, but you can't have your husband back. And then she asked that her parents would get their eyesight, the father would get his eyesight back. And Yamaraj said, okay, no problem. Walking, walking, walking. All right, another benediction. She said, I want that my parents will regain their kingdom. Okay, no problem, no problem. Walking, walking, walking. Another benediction, Yamaraj says, okay, this is too much, lady. you got to go back. You got one more benediction, and that's it. And so she says, okay, I'm asking that I can have 100 sons by my husband. Okay. And Yamaraj is frustrated with this lady by then. And he says, okay, okay, lady, go back. She said, okay, then give me my husband. And Yamaraj said, I didn't say you could have your husband back. And she said, yes, you did. You said I could have 100 sons. And so she tricked Yamaraj. So anyway, these are some of the stories in the Valmiki Ramayana, Mahabharata, and other stories that indicate this great power of chastity of a woman. I think that that's really important too. Not to offend a chaste lady. Prabhupada said in many cases that if you offend a chaste lady, you go to hell. H-E-L-L. So, and we'll do one or two more lessons. Actually, I'll repeat some of the ones from this morning. One of the big lessons I learned from reading the Ramayana is that the holy name is all powerful. And this is shown in the beginning of the Ramayana, the Valmiki Ramayana, where you have Valmiki, who was previously a dacoit, and he is asked, well, I'll tell the whole story. It bears telling again, because Valmiki, before he became Valmiki the sage, Valmiki means an anthill sage, and there's a reason he's called the anthill sage. Before that, he was a dacoit, and he was killing people and robbing from them, and the seven Sapta Rishis, that's the seven Rishis, were stopped by him, and he attempted to rob them. And when he attempted to rob them, they said, you have bad karma, buddy. And he said, I know, but I have to do this for my family. This is my job. And so, therefore, they asked him, would you be willing to share in your bad karma? And he said, yes, my wife and children, they love me. They would be willing to do anything for me. They would be willing to die for me. Okay. So they said, go back. Talk to your wife and kids. Okay. So he goes back and talks to his wife, and he says to his wife, my dear Patni, are you willing to take some of my karma? You're looking at me online. But so, are you willing to take some of my karma? And Patni says, his wife says, no, you keep giving me saris. That's your business. I want saris, jewelry, earrings, nose ring, toe rings, tongue ring, all these other types of rings that ladies like to wear. And then he goes to his son. And he says, my dear son, Putra, are you willing to take some of my karma? And the son says, no. Just support me, Dad. Just bring me money, too. And he goes to his daughter, and the daughter says something similar. Then, after that, he goes back to the Sapta Rishis, tells the Sapta Rishis, there's no love here. So please tell me what to do. The Sapta Rishis tell him to chant the name of Ram. He doesn't want to chant the name of Ram because he's not pious, so they give him the Mara 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 chant. And he chants Mara 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 Mara. He knows Ram 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 Ram. And he's so determined that even though he's chanting for a material purpose, he actually attains the stage of pure love of Lord Ramchandra, is able to visualize all the pastimes of Lord Ram in his heart. And this shows the power of the holy name. Just accidental, inadvertent, meaning something else, chanting, because Mara means death. He achieved the highest status, and also he was able to give shelter to Sita Devi later on, and also her sons, Lav and Kush. It's a great, great understanding of the holy names. There's one story which I'm not going to tell about how Hanuman proves that the holy names are more powerful than Ram. And I think some of you were familiar with that story, but it's not in the Valmiki Ramayana. Another interesting lesson we can learn, and I think I'll make this the last lesson so we can get on with our Abhishek, is the lesson of Vipralamba. Now, in Sanskrit, means separation. So we have this saying in English, separation makes the heart grow fonder. Absence, they say, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So it is true, in the material world, and when you're separated from something, you really want to have it, or someone, you really want to be with them, and you start to think of them more. That is an active principle. However, in the material realm, when we think of someone, they're not there. They're not. When we chant their name, they're not there. Because the name of something, the name of a person, is different than the person itself. Whereas in the spiritual realm, in the absolute realm, the realm of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His pure devotees, the name, the picture, is like we have photographs of the deities, which you're going to see in a second, of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, are actually non-different from the person. Of course, there's this famous verse, Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shura Nichimukto Vinatvam Namanamino, referring to Krishna's name, that the name of Krishna is Chintamani. It's like a desire tree, desire stone, that can turn anything to spiritual gold. And it is non-different from Krishna, and it is pure. It is everlasting, it is non-different from Krishna. Anyway, Prabhupada would say when you chant the holy name, Krishna is dancing on the tip of your tongue. So when you think of Krishna, Krishna's there. One of the reasons I started chanting Hare Krishna was that I realized when I chanted Hare Krishna, I could always have my best friend with me. So Krishna also says in the Gita, in the fifth chapter, the end of the fifth chapter, it takes 39, Abhuktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshram suridam sarva bhutanam katva mam shantim richati. That one should understand that the Supreme Lord is the best friend of the living entity, the enjoyer, the proprietor, Abhuktaram jagatapasam sarva lokamaheshram, the Lord of all the worlds. Suritam sarva bhutanam, which means he's your well-wishing buddy. So, chanting Hare Krishna, I couldn't stop chanting because I understood that Krishna was there with me all the time. Not only in my heart, but when I chanted, Krishna's presence was manifest. Very, very important principle. So, getting back to the story of Vipralamba, of course, we have several stories of intense separation in the Ramayana. One of the stories, of course, is Sita Devi being separated from Ram, and Ram being separated from Sita Devi. We mentioned earlier today that when Ram first found out that Sita Devi was kidnapped and didn't know where she was, he was ready to destroy the whole universe, and Lakshman had to pacify him. He was actually taking his bow and arrows and getting ready to shoot the earth, to destroy the earth. He started talking to the trees, talking to the deer, talking to the birds, talking like a madman, basically, feeling separation from Sita Devi. And Sita Devi, also feeling separation from Ram, was just like completely distraught, not eating at all when she was taken by Ravan. So you find this intense separation, and you may question, why is the Lord subject to so much pain? Why is Sita Devi subject to so much pain? Well, the answer is, that particular pain of separation is actually the greatest ecstasy. And you'll see this is a common factor in many of the Lord's pastimes, such as when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. His wife was only 16 years old, and she felt so much separation from him that she basically would only eat or take one grain of rice for each mantra she chanted and cook it at the end of the day. So much separation. And Lord Chaitanya's first wife, who died from separation. Even though Lord Chaitanya hadn't taken sannyas at that particular juncture, Lord Chaitanya had gone to East Bengal, and she would experience so much separation that separation became personified as a snake. separation bitter. So that's separation. So you see that's there, and then in Krishna's pastimes, you have the gopis separated from Krishna, and of course their mood is yugayitam nivishena chakshusha prabhashayitam shunyayitam jagatsaravam govinda virahena me. Oh Govinda, feeling your separation a moment is like a yuga cycle. And we are feeling this whole world is vacant or void in your absence. So that mood that all these different personalities feel connects them closer to the object of their devotion. Not in the material world, but in the spiritual world, it works like that. So, you know, I know personally that when we feel separation from Srila Prabhupada and hence hankering to serve Srila Prabhupada, because separation is connected intimately with servitude, then we want to serve Prabhupada more. So I would say, even in my particular case, that my dedication to Prabhupada's mission is based upon the mood of separation. And my taking sannyas is based upon the mood of separation from Srila Prabhupada, who left this world in 1977, and I took sannyas in 1978. So this is devotion, that one is always connected in that mood of separation. So this is a major lesson. I just want to mention briefly some of the other lessons that I talked about today, just so you can see some of the lessons that are there in the Ramayana, and you can delve into the Ramayana to try to learn these lessons. Of course, there's the lesson of loyalty that we find expressed between Indrajit and Ravan, between Kumbhakarna and Ravan, and of course the four brothers, that's Ram and Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. That's very important lesson, how to be loyal, or one should be loyal. So all these points in the Ramayana we are meant to apply in our own lives. Yad yad acharati shreshtasta tat evetarojanaha. When the Lord comes down, he sets some example for us. There's the lesson, another lesson that's there. There's the lesson of dharma, being always dharmic. Like Ram was like that, he would always stick to his vows. You know, one word, one wife, and one arrow. And of course, being king, he stuck to his vows. And even for the good of the kingdom, he sent Sita Devi away. Of course, really we understand that sending Sita Devi away was actually so that mood of separation could be experienced. And Ram exhibited what an ideal leader is, so we want to be ideal leaders, and everybody's an ideal leader. Even if you're an ideal leader of your family, we should follow Ram's example. Controlling the senses, being equal to everyone, not getting angry without cause. All these are aspects of being an ideal leader. Another lesson is the importance of parampara in disciplic succession, that is disciplic succession, and that's shown by Valmiki, who took instruction from Narada and Brahma. It's not that he just invented the Ramayana, he had instruction from Narada and Brahma. Another lesson is that Ram's pastimes are eternal. We told the story earlier that the deities of Sita and Ram have been worshipped throughout the ages, beginning with Vyuvaswan in the same dynasty. A lesson of compassion, we say Ram is Patitapavana. Patitapavana, Sita Ram, that means the savior of the most fallen. Willing, even Ram would be willing to accept Rama. Just like when he accepted Vibhishan into his army, he said, even if Ravana himself came and surrendered, I would accept him as my own. That's Patitapavana. Another big lesson is how lust steals one's intelligence. And we see that in the case of Ravan, of course, and Supranaka too. Another lesson is understanding the Chaturvyuha. This is a little philosophical thing. The Chaturvyuha expansions of the Lord, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Arjuna, Aniruddha, and that's, of course, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna. Another lesson is the dedication of a servant, which we see in the case of Hanuman, and specifically in Jatayu, who is willing to give up his life to serve Lord Ram. And the residents of Ayodhya, who are willing to continue living with Lord Ram. They were going to the forest with Lord Ram, and they had to be stopped. They weren't willing to be stopped. Ram actually had to run away in the middle of the night after the first night in the forest so the citizens wouldn't follow him. And another lesson, we're almost finished, is the story, which I think we told the story, Maya Sita and Balaji, which we're not going to tell tonight. And what was the final lesson I had here? Oh, this is an interesting lesson. How devotees, you'll like this one. You'll all like this one. How devotees have the right to celebrate. And I'm going to tell the story quickly. Sometimes we think devotional service means being really sober all the time, but sometimes we have a right to just celebrate and let it all hang out. And this story is the story of after Sita Devi was found by Hanuman, that all the monkeys were heading back to Kishkinda. And on the way back to Kishkinda, they stopped in this place called Madhavan, which is the honey forest. And this honey forest was protected by this monkey called Daddy Mook. And what happened is the monkeys just ate or drank all the honey in the honey forest and got completely drunk and were rolling on the ground, laughing, getting intoxicated, having a good time. And they even beat up Daddy Mook and some of the other monkeys who were guarding the Madhavan. And Daddy Mook went to Sugriva to complain about these monkeys. And Sugriva said, I'm happy they're celebrating because this means they have found Sita Devi. Because he knew they would not go into the Madhavan without permission, without having found Sita Devi. So devotees on this occasion should celebrate. And actually the way the Ram Navami is celebrated is in the morning, it's the birth of Lord Ram, the midday, it's the Sita Swayamvar, and at the evening, Lord Ram is returning to Ayodhya, having been victorious over Ravana and bringing Sita Devi back. So now we will all celebrate. We're going to have this Abhishek for Sita Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman. And I think our friend here has, if any of you are interested in getting blessings, our friend here, Gokul Bandhu, he will show you how you can get blessings. I don't know if you can all see. I'm going to pull it up. Yeah. It'll appear backwards there, but it's forwards when they're looking at it. So this is the PayPal address. So you can see how you can get blessings. You can send a donation. Help with the Abhishek. Okay, so now we'll proceed with the Abhishek. Benny, if you all have questions, you can write to me later, or actually you can speak to me later if you're on Zoom. But now, we will do the Abhishek. Is that right, Gopal? Okay, so be patient, and maybe someone else can read the Pranasamita while we do the Abhishek. Who's good? Are you good at reading? Here's that. So, you just, what you do is, when you go to the next page, you just touch it like that. Hold it like that. Let's go to the previous page. That's the next page. Okay? And so, Sanatan here. I think you can all see me. Let's turn this a little bit. Okay, we got, okay. Oh, we got to raise that. Okay. All right, that's good. Okay, let's go. This is the Abhishek, and Sanatan will be reciting. Maybe you can get closer. That's the microphone over there. By the way, here. Sanatan will recite the Brahma Samhita prayers as we do the Abhishek. As we mentioned before, any of you who want to are welcome to sponsor this Abhishek and get the blessings as if you were here. Because all the temples are locked down right now, but we are not locked down. We are locked down. But We're locked down in ISKCON, NYSOSA. We do an RT first. Okay, you can start.
Ishvara Brahma Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana Chintamani Prakashatma Sukalvaksha Moksha Palayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satsambhama Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Venum Kananta Madhavinda Dalaya Taksham Barahavatam Samachitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandarpa Kotikamaniya Vishesha Shulam Govinda Madhi Purusham Namaham Vajam Alola Chandra Ratnam Gajam Pahaya Kekala Vilasham Samam Sridhangalaitam Nidam Prakaram Govinda Madhu Purisham Anjani Yashni Sakalendra Sriviti Mati Prashyanti Panti Kalayanti Kiranja Ganti Ananda Chinmaya Satasvala Vigrahasya Govinda Madhu Purisham Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayobanamcha Vedusha Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhagato Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Tanyami Pantastu Koti Satavatsa Jampagamyo Payo Rathati Manaso Muni Kumbhavanam Sofi Sofi Bhaktiya Yat Parambhata Chinchinakwe Tatve Govinda Madhu Purusham Jagadanda Kotim Yat Shakti Asti Jagadanda Daraya Yat Anta Anandara Tasta Paramanasya Dasnaya Govinda Madhu Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yat Bhavati Sudhir Madhusha Seva Samsaya Rupa Mayum Matana Yan Dusha Sa Shukadeya Meva Nigaham Prapita Suktu Vanti Govinda Madhu Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Kinyaya Rupa Shakti Bhava Yutu Kabirya Eva Nigaham Prapita Akhilatma Bodhi Premanya Churita Bhakra Vino Jalena Pastasra Deva Dirajeshu Vino Keyanti Yamashama Sundara Machinta Dhanasa Rupam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Jami Ramadhi Murta Sukha Kala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vratara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintu Krishna Savam Samabhavat Parama Pumayo Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Jami Yashya Prabhava Prabhato Jagatanda Koti Koti Shvashesha Vasudhar Vibhuti Vinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashishya Bhutam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Jami Maya Niyasya Jagadanda Satani Sute Traigunya Tad Vishaya Veda Vitaya Mana Sattva Lambi Parasattva Vishudha Sattvam Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Jami Ananda Chinmaya Satmanakkenvishwasu Ya Pranimam Prati Palam Smart Lilai Tena Bhuvayani Jayati Ajashram Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Goloka Nami Nijadami Talai Chattasya Devi Mahesha Haridhama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhanishacha Vihitascha Yena Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Shrishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Eka
Chayeva Yashya Bhubhavani Vigarti
Durga
Ichchani Rupam Api Yashya
Chesa
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Kiram Yatha Dadadi Vikara Visheshi Yoga Sanjayate
Nahitapa Tyagashti Hetupo Yashambhutam
Apitatha Sampatte
Karya Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Adhara Shakti Mavalambaya Param Swamurtim Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yash Yeka Nish Vashita Kalam Atalanda Vivam Chidoma Vijayat Vishnu Mahan Sariha Yash Kala Visheshu Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vashvani Ishtama Shakadeshu Nijeshu Teja Shriyam Kiya Prakatayati Apitadva Esha Jagadanda Vidhana Karta Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yat Padamana Yugam
Nidhaya Kumba Vande Pranama Samayesha Gana Viraja Vignam Vihantum Alam Ashya Jagatra Yashya Rohit Namadi Purusham Namaham
Agni Mahi
Nam Ambayu Maru Disha Kalash Tatham Manashiti Jagatrayani
Yashmat Babanti Vibhanti Vishanti Yamcha Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yakchakshuresh Savita Sakalakaranam Raja Samastha Suramurti Mashesh Teja Yashyani Yashyanaya Brahmati Samvritta Kalachakro Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Dharmo Atha Papa
Vichara Shruta Yashtapamshi Brahma Vikita Patabhava Dayashcha Jiva Yat Mantra Vipa Prakatapava
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yashta Vendra Gopam Atha Vendra Maho Sakarma Vandana Rupam Palabhajam
Atanoti
Karmani Nirdhati Kintucha Bhakti Bhajam
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Yam Krodha Kama Saja Prana Yali Vishmi Vatsalya Moha Guru Gaura
Seva Bhava Bhavayai Sanchintaya Tashya Satri Satrishim Tanum
Apurate
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami
Shriya Kanta Kanta Para Parama Purusha Kalpatarabho Drupavu Mishchintamani Ganjanamai Toyam
Maratam Kathaganam Nakyam Ramanam Apibamsipeya Sati Chitanandam Jati Ashvadayam Apicha Sayakra Shirabuddhi Shravati Shurabhiyascha Sumam Nimashe Dayatyova Vaya Jati Nahiya Trapi
Okay. All right, now we can need to get the chair over here so I can ask questions. See if anyone wants to ask questions. Put it here. Okay, we're gonna. So anybody who wants to ask questions, of course, those of you who are on Zoom can ask questions, those who are on Facebook. I guess you can type your questions. So anybody on Zoom first who wants to ask a question, because that's the Abhishek. Just raise your hand if you want to ask a question. No? Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, Anshu, it's good to see you. Thank you. Let me turn up the volume here, because it's wait a second, because we're so I can hear you better. Where's the one for the TV here? Oh. Okay, go ahead,
Andrew. Yeah, thank you. So the question, Maharaj, is about division. You were just saying earlier that he received a boon from Lord Rama to be eternal, to have eternal life. So is that, I just want to understand, is that like a Chiranjeevi that he has received, or?
Well, Chiranjeeva is a little bit different. Like you have the character in the Ramayana, Jambavan, who was Chiranjeev. Chiranjeev basically is someone who lives a very long as the universe exists. And Jambavan was the son of Lord Brahma. And he had the benediction of living as long as the universe existed. Actually, Jambavan had previously been there during the past times of Lord Ram in the previous yuga. So to live forever means never, 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 never die. And of course, Vibhishan, he will leave this world. He will die in one sense. His body will die. But because he's a pure devotee of the Lord, he has a spiritual body. He will continue his service to Lord Ram eternally. And that's what Lord Brahma meant in the case of Vibhishan. Does that make sense?
Got it.
Okay. Nice question.
That makes sense. No, so thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, nice to see you. I mean, we'll get a chance to have a private conversation in the next day or two or three, you know, with your family. And
Yeah, sure. No, that sounds really good.
I'm looking forward to that either tomorrow or the next day. Right now, it looks like I'm stuck in Fiji for at least another 4 or 5 days.
All right, okay. Understood that much.
It's not bad to be stuck in Fiji because we have a very nice family that I'm staying with, and we have a nice facility here. Okay, so who else has a question? Krishna Chandra, you must have a question. Take yourself off mute. Okay.
Please accept my humble questions. Thank you for this program, Gurudev. My question is regarding the story that you mentioned about Savitri.
Savitri and Satyavan.
Yeah, so when she was following Yamraj, was she in a shuttle body, or she really was in a physical body that she followed?
Somehow or other, that's not described, but somehow or other, she was able to follow Yamaraj as the soul was yanked out of the body. It's described in the Ramayana and also in the Mahabharata that the soul of Satyavan was actually the size of a thumb, and it was pulled out of the body. And exactly in what sort of body she was fighting Yamaraj, I can't say. But the main point is that she was so chaste, she was able to defeat Yamaraj. And it's interesting, Ravan also thought that he had defeated Yamaraj at one point because he challenged Yamaraj to a fight. Went away because Yamaraj was told by Lord Brahma not to fight with his ultimate weapon because this demon, Ravan, had the benediction of not dying because of demigods. So Ravan would usually brag, "I have defeated death, I have defeated death personified." All right.
And one more.
Yeah, one more question. So for those of you who are on, Facebook, I hope you can hear the questions. That was Krishna Chandra who was asking the questions. We have 51 people on Facebook. What's
one
that?
One arrow. So what does that one arrow mean, Gurudev? Like, isn't that you only had one arrow?
What does one mean? What?
Like you said that Lord Ramchandra had one wife.
Oh, no. That doesn't mean he only had one arrow. It meant that his arrow would always find the mark. In other words, when I was young, I used to learn archery. Archery means bows and arrows. And many times my arrow would fly away from the target. Not only would it not hit the bullseye, it would just, how many times it didn't even leave the bow. You know, I just strung the bow, pulled back the arrow, and the arrow slipped. Lord Ram's arrows always hit the mark. Wherever he aimed his arrows or whoever he aimed his arrows at, it would always hit the mark. And that's what I mean by one arrow. Not just he had one arrow. He was given a quiver by Agastya, which had unlimited arrow, not unlimited arrows, but the arrows would always come back and he would never run out of arrows in his quiver. A quiver is something where you carry the arrows. All right, any other questions? Okay, we want to wish everybody, if there's no other questions, we want to wish everybody a happy... See, many people watching from India. We even have some people watching. It's pretty nice. On the internet, we had up to about 50. On Facebook, we had up to about 58 people watching. So we want to wish everybody a happy Ram Navami. And it's really good to see people. I wish more people had joined us, but we'll be posting this particular class and this particular presentation on Facebook within the next few hours. So, thank you very much. All glories to His divine grace. One more question. He has one question. What's that?
One more question, Buddha.
Yeah.
Regarding this fasting during Ram Navami and the fast break.
Yeah.
There's a bit of confusion here in our plan that should we do a fast break with Ekadashi Prasadam or grains?
I think I explained that to you in an email.
Yeah.
That's a little controversial. When I was with Prabhupada, Prabhupada would have us make a full feast even on Janmashtami midnight. And my understanding was that our temples are meant for preaching. Now when we get guests coming to the temple, and this is not a temple where I am, well maybe it is a temple, Naisoso, ISKCON Naisoso, which we're establishing a new temple on the beach. So the temples are meant for preaching. So when people come for Ram Navami, or they come for Krishna Janmashtami, or they come for Nrisimha Chaturdashi, if we don't feed them a full feast, we won't be fulfilling our duty to preach to them. I mean, I was with Prabhupada one time in Janmashtami, and the devotees, let's say, were asked at 8 o'clock at night by Prabhupada, what type of feast are you preparing? And they said, we are preparing a goddess feast. And Prabhupada said, no, full feast, big feast. And so at 8 o'clock at night, everybody had to go outside in the open pits and the open fire and prepare a big feast. So that was my understanding. Now I know in the Gaudiya Math, there's always a Kadashi feast on Vishnu Tattva appearance days. However, Prabhupada made adjustments for preaching Krishna consciousness. Because technically speaking, you know, if you go by the Hari Bhakti Vilas, the actual feast should be on the next day. Like the next day after Krishna's appearance is Nandotsava. That means Nanda Maharaj's festival. And that's the day you're supposed to have the feast. It's also Prabhupada's appearance day. However, our guests will not come both days. So if you do not give them a feast on Janmashtami, if you just give them some boiled vegetables, as the little fly bothered me, if you just give them some boiled vegetables, it will not be helpful for preaching. So my point is, maybe in your home, if you're just home right now in exile from the temple, which all of us are in exile, and My exile is pretty nice here. I can't complain about it. As you see, the place I'm staying in. I mean, I wouldn't mind being exiled here for a few years. Hopefully, you didn't hear that. But in any case, if you're just at home, then you could do something a little more straight. However, if you're preaching, do what's necessary. Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur even arranged to feed meat to some Britishers who are coming to Mayapur. Not that we eat meat. But if we want to preach, then there has to be really opulent prasadam, or something that people can relate to. Very, very important. Okay? I hope that answers the question. And in the temples, yes, we should have full feast. My opinion is we should have a full, giant, tasty feast that, according to my diet, will probably kill the person in 30 years or less.
And then what we should do?
Then send him to a doctor. That's what doctors are for. We're trying to, in the Krishna Conscious Movement, we are trying to create clients for doctors. Now we don't have to do that so much because there's plenty of clients, but in ordinary times, in Lady Kant, we will supply you with many, many clients. So another point about this coronavirus is that some devotees are in denial about the seriousness of it, and they think they should go out and harinam and do all sorts of stuff like that. And you're taking your life in your own hands. This is a serious disease. You may be a devotee, but you're not immune from getting material or physical diseases. And, you know, if you act foolishly, don't blame Krishna for it. Don't say it was Krishna's plan. Like if you jump off the building, you can't say, well, that was Krishna's plan. You don't wear a seatbelt, and you get in an accident, and you get hurt. Krishna's plan, Krishna didn't protect me. No. Krishna's giving you the intelligence. This is very serious, and a very, very serious disease, and you should take precautions. People should wear masks. People should clean their hands. Because we don't want to lose any more devotees. There's like 40 or 50 devotees in Bhaktivedanta Manor that have the coronavirus now. It's serious. And we've already lost two or three devotees from this coronavirus, and unfortunately, it most likely will lose more devotees. So please take precautions, be isolated. The governments are doing the right thing. You know, they're not torturing us. In this particular case, they're doing the right thing. We should obey the government rules. And ultimately, depend on Krishna, but we have to use our brains too. All right? And as far as diet, it's a subject matter I don't want to talk about right now because I'll probably alienate half of the Hare Krishna devotees who are listening. Okay, on that happy note, we're going to end both of our broadcasts. Thank you very much for joining us. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Dijai, Gaur Premananda, Hari 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 Bol.